Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Today, I'm speaking with head chef at Faithlake House Hotel, Jenny Flynn, and she has some great advice and tips for us when it comes to not wasting food. And Jenny first told me how she approaches the issue in her kitchen.
A huge thing in Faithlake is we try and buy local as best we can, of course, so to reduce the carbon miles and also to get the most out of all our ingredients. Okay, we can't get everything local, and you know, you're not naive to think that we can. So we do use a lot of ingredients. We use every bit of the ingredient if we can at all, you know. The sustainability within our kitchen is buy at their peak, buy in seasons. So we do our menus around seasonality. So you're buying when there's a lot of, say, a lot of tomatoes. You're using tomato soups. You're using, you know what I mean, to get the best out of your ingredients. So seasonality is huge, and that's sustainable. Very little hits the bin.
More often than not, it's the perishables get thrown out first. So what can we do to stop that happening?
People go out once a week and they buy a load of fruit and vegetables and bits and pieces like that, and a huge amount of that hits the bin because it just drives me insane when people buy a big bag of carrots when you can just buy them loose. You don't need a bag on them. Try and buy loose fruit and veg as best you can. Try and buy little often, you know. I know it doesn't help everybody to go in every day and buy fresh fruit and vegetables, but if you try and if you have a carrot, try and use all the carrot, you know. Don't just use half the carrot. We use the skins for our crisps and bits and pieces like that, our stocks, but you can use them, you know what I mean. Just wash the carrots, remove all the muck, chop them up, buzz them up, and you'll have a lovely puree, or you can make a soup out of it. I suppose the big thing is try and use everything you buy. Just buy heads of lettuce. Try not to buy the prep stuff. I know it's a huge amount of people, it's convenient, it's easy, it's quick, but you will get way more value from your money if you buy fresh, local, yes, absolutely, if you can at all. Keep, I suppose, money in the economy, into the local area, but it is sustainable, because if you buy a bunch of carrots for 49 cent, I'd be very surprised if a farmer actually makes any money from that 49 cent bag of carrots. Like, in years to come, we will look back, because we will be importing all these fruit and vegetables from all these, like, from Spain, from France, and absolutely brilliant when they're not in season. We need them. We need to continue, like, cooking our dinners. But I suppose on a week to week, think about where your vegetables come from. And if they're coming from Piltown or they're coming from Wexford, try and use them. We need to support our local farmers as much as we can, because what will happen is they will just throw their hat at it. They're not making enough money to survive, to put food on their own table, and they're trying to put food on our table, and we're pushing down the price because we're buying the cheaper carrots and we're throwing half of them in the bin.
First of all, if you don't have a lot of money and you have to buy the bag of carrots, is there a good way to store them, or can you freeze them? And then I suppose the second thing is about planning. So if you try and plan your menu, then are you more likely not to waste food?
100%. That really comes down to, I suppose, trying to educate everybody on how to use fruit and vegetables, or not just fruit and vegetables, but plan your dinners. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I remember growing up, you knew on a Friday you were having fish and chips, you know. But like, I do understand people are busy, but people are great at using these air fryers, slow cookers. Do you know what I mean? There's so much value you can get out of a slow cooker. You can put in, like, you can make loads of vegetable soups and bits and pieces and freeze them down in batches, you know? So then they're easy, convenient food, but you're making them yourself, and you know exactly what's going into your food as well.
And as Jenny explains, it's not only important that you plan your food for the week, but also to think carefully when you're buying equipment for your kitchen.
Look at the equipment you're buying. Make sure it's A rated. As time will go on, you might like the look of your fridge, but please look at the energy rating of your equipment, because it will cost you less money in the long run. Could be a couple of 20, 30, 40 euro more when you're buying it, but in the long run, it will save you money, but it'll also save the environment. So it'll be more sustainable in the long run.
Now, a lot of people do a big shop once a week and then the fridge is full. So how do you make sure that you don't waste what you've spent good money on?
FIFO system, is it first in, first out, that kind of stuff, you know. So if you use, you know you're gonna have your salad early in the week because you're gonna buy lettuce or whatever, you know you're gonna have your salad early in the week, keep that at the front of the fridge and push anything else to the back. Be it I always say your carrots and stuff like that, they say technically they shouldn't be in the fridge, but if you wrap them in a paper bag and put them in the fridge, they're perfect. You know, you could get 2 weeks out of them. Like a turnip, if you wrap it in paper, you will get 2 weeks out of your turnip, you know. So don't be afraid to keep your vegetables either.
If you had one piece of advice that you could give to people who are listening, and maybe people who, maybe they don't cook, or maybe they're, you know, a bit afraid of it, or they don't have time, what advice would you give to them in terms of trying to lessen the food waste and to be more sustainable?
Would really love for people that are afraid of cooking just to try different things, you know. Don't be afraid, have a look, there's a load of stuff online, just plan ahead. There's loads of stuff out there that you can make really easily. Like rice is a really, really nice one with different spices, a breast of chicken, and you will use all your pepper, all your onion, all your courgette, every bit of it, it'll go into that rice dish. So don't be afraid to use all your vegetables. Like people topping and tailing peppers, you don't need to use it all.
Guilty. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and join me next Wednesday for more Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.